bookcase containing 30 or 40 volumes, mainly on history, prehistory, and anthropology. A lone, overstuffed chair stood in the middle, facing the wall at the right. There was something odd about the room, but it took me another look round to figure out what it was. In the wall opposite the door stood two tall windows, admitting a feeble light from the alley. The wall to the left was blank. The wall to the right was pierced by a large plate-glass window, but this was plainly not a window to the outside world, for it admitted no light at all. It was a window into an adjacent room. Because it was backed by darkness, the glass in this window was black, opaque, reflective. I made no attempt to see beyond it as I approached. I was the spectacle under observation. On arrival, I continued to gaze into my own eyes for a moment, then rolled the focus forward beyond the glass and found myself looking into another pair of eyes. I fell back, startled. And then, recognizing what I'd seen, I fell back again, now a little frightened. The creature on the other side of the glass was a full-grown gorilla. Full-grown says nothing, of course. He was terrifyingly enormous. A boulder, a sarsen of Stonehenge. His sheer mass was alarming in itself, even though he wasn't